morning.
For 7 years, I got involved in this issue because my old high school I graduated from, it was a boys and girls school, prominent Episcopal school in Maryland, got on the radio and got all over the newsprint because the headmistress of the girls' school wanted to promote the gay agenda to the girls. And like many of you probably here today, for the first time I decided to get involved in this issue, and I knew not a lot, just some about it. And I called the headmistress and asked her what was going on, and she sent me a bunch of information. Over that 7 year period, I've gone to over 25 gay sponsored events in around the state, all over the country, to hear the other side and to hear what they have to say. And so what you're going to see is actually what's going on in our state of Maryland and what our children are being exposed to. I want you to know this stuff has been given to us by parents all over the state, and some of the stuff I've collected to these conferences I've gone to. And this was a publication put out in the year 2000 by Newsweek magazine, and you can see at the bottom there, they said the battle for acceptance has moved to schools, churches, and marriage in the workplace. And they weren't kidding about that. In the year 2000, the Maryland State Board of Education put on a safe school seminar over at Columbia. I went to it, and this is what I picked up. This was a handout that was given to everybody about how to get homosexual issues into the school. You see number 7 says, have AIDS and safe sex. Number 14, conferences and workshops. Grassroots activist training. We're going to train these kids to be gay activists. At the bottom, you have, of course, number 19, pushing the limits of tolerance and accepting transgenderism. And, of course, specifically, to go to middle and elementary schools. And then encourage the kids to go to internet sites. Well, how much of that has happened? Well, the NEA has put out a brochure on this and is encouraging schools all around the country to engage exactly what that document said. In Howard County, this was a prom they had, an alternative prom for gay and lesbian kids, where they actually were reported on a radio station taking AIDS money to sponsor this.
Not actual documents, biographs.
In my own county, Anne Arundel County, they tried to put into place in the curriculum to teach the kids the Kinsey sexual scale. I want you to take a minute and look at this scale. Kinsey, in the around 1950, put out a couple of books and did a lot of sex surveys, mostly with sex offenders, criminals. He came up with a scale from 0 to 6, 0 being a monogamous heterosexual and 6 being a promiscuous homosexual. And he put down the scale varying degrees that somebody is during their lifetime, mainly pushing the notion that our kids are basically bisexual. Excuse me, I'm still talking. This was Kevin Jennings.
That's a man.
He came to a conference here in Maryland. If you think it's just in the public schools, you're wrong. This was an AIMS conference, the Association of Independent Maryland Schools. And as you can see here, he brags that half the attendees of these 200 were from Catholic schools. At another AIMS conference I went to, I picked up this. This is a school named Bryn Mawr that's in Baltimore. It talks about a Gilman and a gay student who says on any typical day you can hear about 50 slurs. And what are those gay slurs? Loser or idiot. Now, I'm sorry, but if we instituted that in Montgomery County, I think every kid would be suspended from school.
Yeah.
In 1998, Congress passed the first Child Internet Protection Act to make sure your kids weren't exposed to internet pornography. Not only did ACLU bring a lawsuit, but Glisten here, along with GLAAD, put out a press release that said, who can determine what's inappropriate for kids to view? A parent in Montgomery County gave us this book. This is a sociology book that's been used in schools here for over 10 years. It talks about the practice of gay tea room trade. I had never heard this term, but if you read this, I know it's hard to read here, but it basically says a gay tea room trade is anonymous public sex in bathrooms, and we're introducing this to the kids in high school.
Xerox page from some book.
At a Baltimore City high school, the Baltimore Alternative magazine was out for all the kids to pick up. This is one of them that was picked up. It's called Charm City's Underbelly. You can see some of the things that the kids are exposed to. In that publication was this advertisement for a playground. If you look at it, you'll see here on Sunday it has boy toy dance party, and on Friday nights boy watch dance party, and on September 20th it has a calendar boy contest. This is what we're exposing kids to. This was given to us by a parent in Baltimore City whose ninth grader got this. I got the actual brochure right here in my hands. This was given out by Act Up of Baltimore to the kids. This is the inside of the brochure. It talks about a practice called rimming. It's so disgusting, I won't even tell you what it is. But let me put it this way. You can't engage in this activity scientifically without ingesting some form of feces. In 1998, I went down to the Youth Pride March in DuPont Circle. This is one of the things that we'll be giving out to the kids. Once again, here's what was given to the kids, and notice what they're talking about rimming again. Not to be outdone, this group Smile gave this out next year. This is supposed to be an AIDS prevention. And as you can see on it, there's all kinds of images of sadomasochism sex. The year 2000 was the last march on Washington. It was called the Millennium March. And me and six other people, because this was put out at my daughter's high school, wanted to go down and see what these children were exposed to. We have a 2.5 minute clip I'm going to show you. It's never been seen before. And I'll let the clip speak for itself. Let's go ahead and put that in.
What I'd like to be able to do, since we're running a little bit behind, can you finish it up with us? Okay. How long does it last?
2.5.
Okay. Can I hold that?
You know, we can stay up for questions, but we can see this.
Right on.
No questions, but we can see a video. No questions, but some video.